was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow. Then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Yes, my friends, there's a riot going on. Right here, today, Saturday, December 1st, at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And it's called Beneficiaries in Common, and it's about commercial remedies for implementing public policy on your behalf. Folks, remember, especially today, because we have a very important program with some very important disclosures, this program is specifically for your entertainment only. This is a free marketplace of individual ideas, of free men and women such as yourselves, freed of the shackles of personage and inspired by our Lord Yeshua. I specifically do not recommend that you try any of the ideas under discussion, especially today. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thank you for joining me. In the words of Ed Sullivan, we have a really big shoe today. And in the words of Jackie Mason, anybody remember the Jackie Mason incident? This is for you, and this is for you, and this is for you, but I am not coloring that with any specific gestures of my hands. The call-in line today, as always, is 1-800-313-9443, and that's exclusively for your questions relevant to today's topics. Speaking of today's topics, I'm going to share with you what I consider to be one of the most important revelations with which I have been blessed. The Lord has blessed me with this, I am sure, about our interactions with the United States judiciary. And I would say a majority of the emails that I receive are relative to folks having difficulties with the judiciary in one or other capacity. I also will share with you the exact procedures, the exact stepwise procedures that I would employ to repurchase my home or any other home that I was seeking or any other property I was seeking at a sheriff's sale. Very specifically, and I think you'll be shocked at the armamentation that we have available to us, me and you, to engage such situations. And also how I would engage any public official to execute my lawful instructions. All of this has relevance across the board to all of the issues that I know you, my listeners, are deeply concerned with, including how I would settle a criminal case privately. All of this is about keeping the jurisdiction private and not mixing it with the public. And any extra time that we have, if there be any, will be devoted to our ongoing project of constructing a user's manual for the families of those colleagues of ours who wish to be extracted from the jam-packed debtor's warehouse. And no, I am not referring to eBay or Amazon.com. After the break, folks, we're going to get right into it. I hope you'll stick with me. I hope you received my email late last night. For me to be motivated to send an email at 4 in the morning, you can bet I impart some importance to what we're about to discuss. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please. I got no
bread for the rent. Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, first of all, I hope that your winter, which is what this is obviously now, is shaping up nicely. I have a beautiful view today. The skies are blue, meaning it's a cold day and there's no greenhouse effect. I've driven through two blizzards so far in the last two or three days, and one of them at 3 in the morning 2 days ago. But clearly, this is the holiday season. It's the time of year when people wait outside and huddle in the cold at 4 a.m. outside such hallowed institutions of righteousness and tolerance as Target stores to celebrate their Lord's purported birthday by spending as little money as quickly as they can buying, I guess we'd have to call them trinkets, little plastic Black & Decker items that break down the following year, and where the plastic turns yellow, and all the little holiday favors, spending their money on trinkets for their equally blind friends and family. May I wish you all a Merry Christmas, but might I also suggest we could be encouraging prayer, meditation and worship of our Lord. And even though I'm teaching commercial remedies, perhaps this is an area in which we should banish commerce from our undertakings. What if we sat down and we constructed for those people we care about that which would be the highest good for them? Perhaps an electronic Bible for our son, or a gift that keeps giving in the manner the Lord intended, to celebrate the birth of his son. So, and that's how I view all holidays, a celebration of the birth of my Lord and Savior. That said, I'm sorry I'm done preaching. That said, also, a quick message to Carly and Christopher and Larry and Ronald and a dozen others whose names escape me regarding the situations they're in. All of you folks need to immediately, I mean immediately, contact Brian regarding the Collecting in Bankruptcy course. And it will take you 24 hours after you receive that course to at least buy the time that you need to begin educating yourself as to how to function in commerce, as to how to be a creditor. Because otherwise, you cannot dabble in those arenas that may wind up costing you a greater penalty than what's at risk at this very moment. So please think carefully about your priorities. And also, if you have any problems connecting with the mentors with whom we have tried to hook you up, please contact me back. Anyway, I sent out. Let's get on with the shoe. I think that was Ed Sullivan also. I sent out an email last night. By the time it went out, it was 4 a.m. It's very hard for me to send emails. We don't have one mass database that we can send from. We have to chop it up in blocks of 20 to 50. So it's actually quite a protracted undertaking. But about 3 a.m, as I was putting notes together for today, which I don't often do, but I felt today's topic was of such monumental importance that I should, that I wanted to contact as many people as possible and say, please join me for our discussion today. Recently, and by the way, I thank you for joining me, and I know that I'm blessed to have you here. The beauty of this program, my friends, and this program was started on just a whim. That whim, I trust, being the word of the Lord directing me in this direction. This program has a one great power that we can attribute to it, and it's that we can simultaneously spread a thought for people to consider worldwide. And I take that responsibility very seriously, and I will try to never disappoint you in that. I'm not anointing myself as anything other than a man who has a voice through the magic of electronic, of sorely abused electronic media. But I will try and hold that honor highly and always respect it. Last night was one of those examples. Recently, someone sent me a letter that they received from the Utah Supreme Court. And I've seen many of these letters before. They tend to issue dire warnings. If this is done, that will happen. We're warning you. Criminal charges will follow. All that kind of nonsense. Usually it comes from a court administrator. And because that's who's running these institutions, they're obviously being run by the Bar Association in one way or another. And I've heard those kinds of threats in courtrooms hundreds of times, either presently or through proxies. And when those threats are made, when a judge says, you know, if that happens, I'm going to ask the prosecutor to file charges against you for contempt or for harassment or whatever, that's, to me, my face will begin to smile, because to me, that is a sign that my process is working. Now, just keep that in mind. That particular letter was accompanied by a pleading, by the way, drawn up by the court, an order, and believe me, it was a pleading. They were pleading for people to believe the contrived nonsense in the order. But it goes to show you how they feel they have to respond, how they sit down and expend inordinate man hours, excuse me, inordinate fiction hours, inordinate hours by an actor pretending to be a court officer, pretending to be an attorney, in fact, when in fact he's an attorney in fiction. Excuse me. And they're doing that to justify, ultimately, what must be their decision. We go into courtrooms and we ask them to do a Mikhail Gorbachev. And I've been a party to that, and I apologize to Utah and to all the other courtrooms. I have been aware for some time that we cannot be successful when we do that, except with an extraordinarily righteous and pious judge, a man of, or a woman of conscience. But almost always the response will be to trigger a backlash, a protective response for the court. That's why every, and I say every, defense attorney with whom I have ever had contact seeks to protect the court instead of his client, because I am handing him the absolute bona fide method by which especially an attorney could win every case he enters into, and he could win it at the first meeting. But we are asking them to dismember their own institutions, and that's why we have difficulties. Now, we've had lots of successes, but unless people have high levels of skills, they will have difficulties. And why is that? Because they go into those institutions and they appear specially or by restriction. But, as the Utah pleading demonstrated, and not for the first time, their own statutes, regulations, and case law, that garbage that dribbles out of the mouths and pens of judges to protect the judiciary, states expressly that the court can interpret an appearance any way it wants. In other words, translation, my friends, into English. If you have contact of any sort with that court, they will assume you are there as a legal fiction, pretender, actor, dead corporate entity, ans legis, artificial person, U.S. resident, U.S. person, resident of a federal district, subject of the United States Federal Corporation pursuant to Title 28 USC Section 3002, I believe it is. And unless you are extremely skilled, using the skills that I taught at the Rockland Seminar, where you go in, you look the judge in the eye, and you say, "Excuse me, sir, for and on the record, are you enticing me into slavery by ordering me to present myself as a United States person, U.S. resident, falsely and against my will and in contravention of the Hague Convention, October 5th, 1961, the Convention de la Hague, and the order of the Supreme Court of the State of New York, annexed thereto, and the great seal of the President of the United States," and at that point you hold up your political declaration or private ID with the apostille in the right hand and the one that you've machined through Washington in the left hand with the great seal of the President, and you turn and face the whole court. Does anyone have any objection? And unless you're prepared to operate with those risks and that forcefulness and persistence, as I've just provided, you will not be successful taking that approach. And even with commercial approaches, for every five or six successes we have, we probably have two or three rogue judges where you have to wait out Treasury or our commercial procedures. Even though I have taught substantial courtroom procedures for some time now, also been aware that our best bet, in my opinion, and I've been saying this for some time, is to have no appearance in their institution. Why would we? I wouldn't appear in a court. Nuremberg. I'll give you actual technology.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back, friends. Listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. And let me thank Carly for the email. Carly, if you send an email to takenoprisoners@hush.com, not to Brian at Take No Prisoners, but just takenoprisoners@hush.com, and simply ask for Brian on the subject line or in the email, he'll be able to give you instructions to order the Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar. So I'm sorry for any confusion. Folks, as I was saying, have you ever participated in a process numerous times and eventually grown to take the process for granted? Doesn't that sound familiar? I'm sure it happens to us all day long. It happened to me, unfortunately, last night. I was holding one of our small dogs, and she's elderly and mostly blind. But when she's done being held, she wants to jump out of your hands, and she did. She got away off my lap. She's a tiny thing. She fell on her face. It was just a tragic event. She recovered just fine, but I felt terrible. I just sat there taking her for granted. And the same is true with engaging the courts. I have been operating in the manner I'm about to reveal to you for a long time now. But I think I've taken it for granted in not having emphasized it the way it should. So it came to me as a revelation during discussions yesterday that I had with Sam Davis, whom I'm sure most of you know, and other parties as well. And I had three stories told to me, one after the other, bing, bing, bing. And I had the same feeling in each one, and I knew then the universe, natural law, was trying to tell me something. And that's why I came home and wrote some notes when I eventually got home. I think it was yesterday. It could have been the day before. And Sam was telling me a story about a party who was having an event in a judiciary. And then I understand Pastor Massad was in a courtroom on a traffic situation, which worked out rather well, but still was subject to their jurisdiction. And I heard the things he said, and I heard things that were said in the other case or two that Sam was telling me, and I heard another case as well. And in each one, it was clear to me. It was clear as day. Like when you catch a child doing something wrong, he's running through his list of excuses, and it's clear as day he's lying through his teeth. And the reality is that I now have a responsibility to correct his moral judgment. And this was the same kind of revelation. It matters not what you do in there. If you are there, they will assume jurisdiction. So when I hear things, place yourself in my position now, and I'm telling you a story about, well, he went into court, and the judge said, they've had the put off the arraignment for 8 months, and the judge said, we are here to take your plea today. I need you to enter a plea. Well, I'm not prepared to enter a plea today. Well, then I will enter a plea for you. You can't do that, Your Honor. That will be perjury of oath. Are you acting as my representative? Have I granted you the power of attorney or some other authority to act as my representative? No. But I'm going to enter the plea anyway. Boom. And they do. And we're going to set a trial date. And they do. Because the fact that you are there jawing with him is all the proof he needs that he has a defendant, because no one has adequately placed proof of claim on him as to who and what that defendant is. It's funny, in that same conversation, Sam mentioned to me a list, I believe he or a friend had compiled, of presumptions under Idaho statutes and regulations. Now, these are not foreign to me, but there are actually codes within Idaho, and I'm sure within every other fictional jurisdiction, that state, that they can presume certain things. For instance, when people say to me they're going to argue with the court that the bank does not have standing because they can't produce the original note or promissory note or mortgage or papers, my response is, but it's within the normal course of business. They operate under an assumption that if this is the normal course of business, the document exists. And so our cliche that one fact overturns a presumption, while it is true technically, doesn't always play out to be true, even if that one fact was placed into evidence by the notary under notary seal and was even introduced in open court. Or even introduce an open court by a notary or a court officer. It doesn't matter in some cases, because we are asking them to Gorbachev themselves, to take apart the U.S., just like Gorbachev took apart the USSR. That's what we're asking, and that's why things go against us. So if we go in there, they will assume jurisdiction. And every time you engage them, it will just be another step along the way to getting to the sentencing hearing, at which point you can very well be successful. In fact, let me mark down so I don't forget. Let's discuss a sentencing hearing while we're on this program. Exactly how I would handle a sentencing hearing is the same way that I would handle the sheriff's sale we're going to talk about today. I'm going to bring to bear all of my technology to place them in be liable for everything, and then make it a matter of record and look them in the eye and let them know. Back in 3 minutes, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. As we speak, I am typing because a new technology just entered my mind that will be very, I believe will be very helpful to us. And let's get us to that point. On this same topic, the courts genuinely believe in their distorted pathologic existence. And obviously it is pathologic. Only a sociopath sentences people to prison that he knows are innocent of genuine wrongdoing. They genuinely believe that they have the right to presume any jurisdiction they want. And they will assume that you have chosen to participate in the game as a legal fiction just by virtue of your pretty face appearing in their courtroom. And that's despite any claim that you make. And it doesn't help to lament and say, shame on you, judge, because they have been brainwashed into a certain belief system, albeit it's not just conventional wisdom. It is 99-tenths of our society that believes the same way. And so the first rule for me is that I will settle the issues privately using every BIC strategy and BIC 1 and BIC 2 methods and procedures. Those BIC 2 procedures, by the way, are in beta testing. I don't think we'll have the results that I need prior to discussing them, probably until spring, but you are going to be shocked when you see how it has metamorphosed and evolved. You are going to be shocked. And for all those agents who listen to the program, be aware that those materials have been distributed to more than one dozen folks who are prepared to act in my name, place, and stead. So the genie's out on that. And I will use every one of those methods to settle the case privately. I will use their own forms to cement the tax implications of that payment and their obligation to post the value to the correct account. I will surrender the successor sureties, and believe me, there's always more than one, expressly and with no opportunity for denial. What's that old expression? Denial is a river in Egypt. Yeah, there'll be no denial the way I will surrender them. And then I will go about my business of life, relying upon my right of avoidance and waiver of benefits and privileges as a free man on the free soil under my feet. And if they do pick me up, my position will be, excuse me, my law is the word of my Lord and Savior, Yeshua, and our Father in heaven, Yahweh, and I don't see it here today, so I have nothing to communicate with you. But if it does appear, please get me out of the cell, and I'll be happy to talk with you. Other than that, I will provide them with no recognition. So the problem, as Sam Davis pointed out to me in our conversations earlier this week, is that there are sometimes those warrants for arrest. Well, there are many ways to preempt that, folks. One way in the courtroom is to say, if you happen to be there, and judge, let's say you've approached the courtroom the way I just mentioned because you were brought in handcuffs, or you approach it purely commercially. I'm here as a creditor. Would you ask the prosecutor if he has a 1099 OID on the charge? Would you ask the clerk? Do you have, does anyone have, well, there is no claim that my public business is done, which is a fine way to approach things as well, if you must approach things. And that particular soliloquy, by the way, comes from Tom Schultz. Kudos to Tom. But however you have settled it, when you depart there, if there's any open question, I would look at the judge and say, and Your Honor, for and on the record, should there be any misnomer or mistaken identity enforcement of any papers between you and your subordinates or your peace officers, please be aware that my fee for those events, for impairments of my contract with the defendant, start by mutual agreement at $50 million, and I am a damn good collector. And in fact, I will have a 1099 OID on that on your desk within 24 hours after such event should occur, and I will send out the agency to collect that liability from you. You can do what you want with me, but if you act by misnomer and fraud and entice me into slavery, there will be a price to pay. Have a nice day, Judge. Now, the reason I was typing over the break was, as I was thinking about that, it occurred to me, if you feel like if you get dragged in but you are released, I wouldn't release as a non-event. I might consider sending a registered letter with stamps on the envelope only, no meter strips, and I would include in that letter, when they open it, with a nice Z-fold, they would see at the middle or top of the page a big, bright word in red letters, maybe 48 or 72 point high. Warning! Like, what was that wonderful movie? Forbidden Planet with Robbie the Robot. Warning, warning, warning. And then below that, in significantly smaller text, it would state, please review the attached proposed criminal complaint, which has been distributed to various officers of the court and various attorneys, in fact, who have been authorized or who hold the authority to act directly before the appropriate grand jury in my name, place, and stead without limitation. That's off the top of my head, folks. What are we saying? Here is the criminal complaint ready to go. If you issue, you can issue all the warrants you want, and warrants, by the way, come in many types. They're not all, just bench warrants. That's one of probably a dozen types of warrants. A warrant is simply an order, and it can order the termination of the case. And they can issue all the warrants that they prefer, but they'd better keep them in their computer and not let them out to the, into the general computers to the police officers. So a follow-up letter like that, I know we have hundreds of people listening right now. We have a huge audience for a Saturday afternoon. And I'm sure among them there are hundreds of people who have situations where they're worried about those kinds of post-trial mop-ups. Now, at the last Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, I had upwards of 8 to 10 people who I have personal knowledge of attending, having divorced themselves from the United States and the United States judiciary by way of the processes we're discussing here today, and are flying around free as a bird, no one's touching them. And that's because they have established their right of avoidance appropriately. Those parties, and the others especially listening who have not establish themselves so cleanly in that position, may wish to think about a registered letter of that sort, warning them as to the consequences to them in the event they act uncivilly and impose a commercial distress upon the persons of my collateral. Excuse me. And notice, we didn't threaten them. We provided them with a criminal complaint, and I will make that. I just have to make a little note here. I will make that criminal complaint available. I will write that sometime over this weekend. I won't send it out by complete email because putting attachments to all these segmented emails we do just takes too much time, but I will send it to a few people, and I'm sure it'll be in mass distribution within a week, and I'm sure they'll post it at Minnesota Common Law as well. And basically, this is a warning. Here's the proposed criminal complaint. Please edit it to your heart's content in the event you intend to break your own statutes and break God's law. That said, my friends, I'd like to discuss the exact procedures that I would use at a sheriff's sale or that I would use if I decided to make a purchase. Again, I do not advocate using instruments, BIC instruments or any others, for purposes of tender for use as currency. That is a big mistake. But we can operate at sheriff sales, and we can, when necessary, engage public officials to do our bidding in the following manner. And I'm shifting to that now because, for two reasons. Number one, because this method that I'm about to review with you, my latest thinking on the process, is applicable to every situation that might apply to the discussion that we just held a moment ago. When the courtroom comes calling or they engage you in any kind of criminal activity, for all of the activities that you engage in that they have classified in Section 802 of the Patriot Act as being terrorism. For instance, giving a petition to the mayor, and the next thing you know, the sheriff comes calling. It happens, folks. I have the emails to prove it. And I have the emails from all those poor folks in their 60s and 70s being sent to prison for trying to engage their government honorably. So we'll review that, and then we'll come back to the other topic, which is the second reason for reviewing the sheriff's sale. I am aware now of seven or eight arrests and some threats of arrest for entering sheriff sales, and not with promissory notes, with that good old-fashioned bill of exchange that has reared its ugly head once again starting out in California. My information, this is not confirmed, but my information is that out west there were 4 mass arrests, and one of the common denominators is that fellow who was using the bill of exchange to purchase Jaguars and Hummers. I also am aware, confirmed, of impositions by the sheriff and the courts on at least 3 other parties that were following a method espoused by an individual in Ohio. And as you know, I avoid controversies, but this is serious business. You should all be aware that those parties who have been requesting $4,500 and $4,700 and large amounts of money to teach and engage in commercial process should certainly spark an alarm in your brain. Now, that doesn't mean that the request to assist you in your endeavors for money is bad. No, there are a lot of fine people who are charging and doing wonderful work. But if you're promised a bill of goods and they won't show you what the technology is and they say, oh, well, we'll do that at our end, or if you hear from others that they won't return phone calls, or you hear of other problems of that sort, then you are facing a scam artist, my friends. That's the way scam artists work. And I'm not even saying that the scam artistry is intentional. It may have started out with the best of intentions, but the technology was not as proven as you may have been led to believe. Usually you can identify those people because they will say something like, oh, that BIC stuff doesn't work. We got something that's better. Or that Sam Davis is a con artist. He doesn't know what he's doing. We got something that's better. Or that Winston Shroud is just out for money. We have something better. People you know have sacrificed and worked hard to bring you to the level you're at today. If Sam Davis hadn't gone on the road 9 or 10 years ago and made his thoughts known, including in my area, we wouldn't be here today. If Winston Shroud hadn't, in his inimical way, espoused commerce, none of you would be at the level of commercial understanding you have today. And that level of understanding is far in excess of that which most judges in courtrooms can offer. So you know those are fine people. You've seen that. And when you're told utter nonsense attacking those sorts of individuals, that's your warning sign that you're about to be sold something. If, on the other hand, people approach you and say, we have a method that differs from what Sam Kenny's doing or this, but they engage you in a conversation about those procedures, and they say, well, we're not using a promissory note, we're using this, and here's why. That's a reasonable dialogue. That's like physicians getting together and debating, well, I would not intubate, or I would. Well, there's this article or that article. That's a healthy discourse and a debate. That's not a scam. That's not scheming to defraud. And I hope all of you develop the skills to be able to discern between those. If you hear someone say, as I was alerted to by at least 6 emails this past week, Sam Kennedy mentioned on his program last week that 30 people using promissory notes were arrested, then you've got to know that you're listening to a scam artist. Because if you listen to my program, you understand no such thing was said. In fact, I still do not know of a single arrest regarding a promissory note. It's so unlikely because the promissory note is backed up by what you are about to hear as we discuss the case of repurchasing your home, and while you're at it, maybe the neighbors as well, at a sheriff's sale. That was tongue-in-cheek, folks. Here's how I would handle a sheriff's sale. First of all, the paperwork would take me less than 1 hour. I hope that doesn't sound too highly complicated for anyone, because it would take you only about an hour. I'm not advocating you do it. I'm letting you know what someone who might not share my particular writing skills, since I cultivated them over so many years, might be facing. An hour's worth of work for a typical patriot would not be extraordinary on this process. I would use a promissory note at a sheriff's sale, since it is well recognized as a monetary instrument pursuant to 31 CFR 103.11 and UCC 3-104. And let me just engage you in those two momentarily. 31 CFR 103.11, Section U is titled Monetary Instruments. And Part 1 states, monetary instruments include 1. Currency. 2. Traveler's checks in any form. 3. All negotiable instruments, in parenthesis, including personal checks, business checks, official bank checks, cashier's checks, third-party checks, promissory notes, in parenthesis, as that term is defined in the Uniform Commercial Code, and money orders. All of that's in brackets and doesn't exist, but they'll never admit that. They don't even know that. Their presumption is that everything in the bracket applies to what's being said. Promissory notes exist in fiction as a monetary instrument. That music, folks, means we'll be back in 3 minutes. Please join me. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Well, I hope you're enjoying the program. And as I said, this may be the most important program of the year. I don't mean to oversell it, but I hope the information so far is being useful to you. If you take only one thing away, it's that if it was me, I would stay disengaged from those clutches. Just one quick thing based upon the emails during the break. I'm not sure what the confusion is, folks, but I only have two CDs to offer. I have never made the BIC course available on tape, and, you know, never say never, but I never will. It changed. First of all, it changes every time I wake up in the morning. It's dynamic. It's in flux. And it's too dangerous without the appropriate training. So the only two we have are the Rockland Seminar, Rockland, Massachusetts, and the Collecting in Bankruptcy Seminar. Let me put it to you this way. If you want to learn how to exercise your sovereignty in the courtroom, in the event you should get dragged in, then Rockland is still the definitive work in that area. If you're facing a collecting procedure or you'd like to monetize some sort of commercial instrument that you have, or you'd like to remove things to an institution that specializes in set off under the masquerade of discharge, or you need to slow things down, then collecting in bankruptcy is a must. And I'm not saying that to turn a profit on it. I'm saying that because that truly was a remarkable event. That second day was, I get the most wonderful feedback on it. It's immediately usable, instantly to be applied when someone needs help right away. And when, with the volume of emails I get, what can I do? Can I tutor 25 people who have an urgent situation that particular evening? Of course not. So collecting bankruptcy was my way of saying all those who were facing that immediate foreclosure, here's something to buy time, and a lot more if you learn it. Just for your information, every dollar that goes into that you spend on something like that goes directly into the various ministries I support and some food on my table. Periodically, I visit those missions, and I make distributions. I did that just 2 days ago. Those who know me closely know I was on the road. In fact, I was on the road in blizzards. I was on the road. I was in various mountain ranges at 3 in the morning with whiteouts, plodding away as best I could, and then I dispensed cash and money orders to people. And that example was set to me by my father. He used to come home from work. He was a great guy. He would come home from work. He would open up his wallet. He would distribute funds to the family. And he'd be left with very little. One time he was left with $2. And he held them up, made a little V out of them, looked at me, and he burst out laughing. He was a great guy, and it was a great lesson. And I'm trying to pay it forward as best I can. So, sheriff sale. 31 CFR 103.11. is the Code of Federal Regulations, the highest, excuse me while I choke on this, I'm choking, law, the highest law that they have in the secular United States corporation. Classifies promissory notes as monetary instruments. Section 3-104 of the Uniform Commercial Code, you'll have to do the legwork in your own state yourself. It's entitled Form of Negotiable Instruments, semicolon, draft, semicolon, check, semicolon, certificate of deposit, semicolon, note, period. And it says a writing which complies with the requirements of this section is a note if it is a promise other than a certificate of deposit. Negotiable instruments, my friend. Anyway, that music means we are at the end of the first hour of the Saturday, December 1st edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go away, my friends. We are just getting...